from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Lawmaker questions state's continued interest in ECL. Harry Kalaba pledges to reserve $20 million contracts for Zambians only. In international news, South Africa trio charged with Bolt driver's murder filmed on dashcam. In sports news, Copperbelt derby between Mufulira Wanderers and Changa Rangers overshadowed by an armed robbery.
And now,
with upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. Citizens First leader Harry Kalaba has pledged sweeping reforms to Zambia's public procurement system, vowing to reserve all government contracts worth $20 million and below exclusively for Zambian-owned companies if his party forms government in August. Speaking within an interview, Mr. Kalaba said the move would mark a decisive break from what he described as an era in which politicians pursued contracts for personal gain rather than serving citizens. Under the proposed policy, contracts valued at $20 million, which is equivalent to over 400 million kwacha, and below would be ring-fenced for local contractors, a measure Mr. Kalaba described as a deliberate effort to empower Zambian entrepreneurs and stimulate domestic wealth creation. Mr. Kalaba dismissed the notion that Zambians lack the capacity to deliver, arguing that the real problem has been a failure to believe in and systematically support local entrepreneurs. He accused certain interests of promoting the narrative that Zambian contractors are unreliable in order to justify continued partnerships with foreign firms, alleging that some individuals benefit from collaborating with external companies to siphon money out of the country. He said a Citizens First government would introduce deliberate empowerment policies, including measures to ensure banks are more responsive to local contractors seeking financing.
The government has in place for interest. We are not going back to days where politicians are running after contract for themselves, as opposed to serving the people. We want the people to be happy with them. The other day, I went to my business day, and I said, when we come in government, you know that we are going to ensure that all contracts and this is a discussion that the state authorities, all contracts that are $20 million and below will be reserved for Zambian only.
Patriotic Front Lunte Member of Parliament Mutotwe Kafuaya has challenged the state to clarify its position on former President Edgar Lungu, questioning why government remains focused on him if it considers him a criminal. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Kafuaya argued that some recent court findings on seized assets, described as proceeds of crime, raise fundamental questions about the former head of state's legal standing. Mr. Kafuaya said if assets are determined to be proceeds of crime, then logically they must be an individual responsible for that crime. According to the lawmaker, by declaring certain properties proceeds of crime, the court's reasoning indirectly points to criminal liability on the part of the person linked to those assets. Mr. Kafuaya further argued that if the state indeed views Mr. Lungu as a criminal, it should withdraw what he described as its continued interest in the former president. He questioned why the nation should remain preoccupied with Mr. Lungu's personal affairs if the government's position is already determined, suggesting that responsibility for his welfare and private matters be left to his family.
So my conclusion, I could be wrong, but you have to judge me here, and the listeners have to judge me. The court, in very clear ways, saying the one who gave you the assets got them by way of crime. Now, if you obtain something through crime, who are you? Non-criminal. This is what I'm saying. So I think the state is telling us that Edgar Lungu is a criminal, and if the state is saying so, I further extended, you know, my thinking. I said, let's forget about the body of Edgar Lungu, because now the state has labeled him a criminal. As a nation, why should we remain interested in his body? Let's forget about him. Let's leave it to his family now to deal with it in the manner that they wish, because I have never seen a state that is interested in somebody declared a criminal.
The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has welcomed the decision by the Anti-Corruption Commission to appeal the acquittal of Livingstone Mayor Constance Mulialai. Speaking within an interview, CAAC Executive Director Brighton Tembo described the move as positive but long overdue, stating it comes amid mounting public pressure and sustained calls from citizens demanding accountability in corruption-related cases. He emphasized that the appeal process must be handled transparently and pursued diligently to ensure that justice is not only done, but it is seen to be done, especially in matters involving public officials entrusted with managing public resources. Mr. Tembo further noted that institutions mandated to combat corruption must act independently and consistently, without fear or favor, in order to strengthen the governance and also uphold rule of law. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, last week was or rather appealed against the acquittal of Livingston Mayor on corruption charges. The ACC has filed the appeal in Livingston High Court Economic and Financial Crimes Division, raising 6 grounds of appeal. Mr. Tembo has since urged the Commission to use the appeal process to reinforce its resolve in tackling corruption at all levels, stressing that citizens expect decisive and consistent action.
Our only concern is the timing, because, you know, the appeal of that case has come at a time when people had complained, which is okay, but on the other hand, people might think that that appeal is due to pressure now coming from the fact that the Transparency International has indicated that Zambia's corruption fight is going down. It is not achieving any. So maybe to some extent we can say it's okay. They have to appeal. We have to wait and see what will come out of that. Yeah, let's hope it is not a desperate measure which is aimed at trying now to firefight the downgrading of Zambia by Transparency International. If it is just an appeal which can lead to a successful outcome in terms of corruption fight, that is better.
In this matter, Ms. Mulyabai was accused of soliciting 120,000 kwacha and corruptly obtaining 180,000 kwacha as gratification in connection with facilitating 100% remission of property rates owed by Zamnuka Farm Limited to the Livingston City Council. Although Magistrate Trevor Kasanda found the solicitation had occurred, he ruled that the prosecution failed to prove that the 120,000 kwacha was solicited from Mark Gabite, as alleged in the indictment. And within a separate development, the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has praised President Hakainde Hichilema for his strong stance against child marriage. The organization says it welcomes the president's call for decisive action to end the practice. President Hichilema, who is the African Union champion on ending child marriage, made the remarks during the 39th Ordinary Session of the African Union Assembly held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. NGOCC Board Chairperson Beauty Katebe says while Zambia has recorded progress in reducing child marriage prevalence from 29% in 2018 to 23.9% in 2024, more work still needs to be done. Ms. Katebe has urged the government to increase resource allocation towards programs aimed at ending child marriage. She stated the vice has far-reaching human, social, health and economic consequences, further appealing to government to prioritize funding in the 2027 national budget for areas heavily affected by child marriage. She said increased funding will help support social behavioral change programs, strengthen reporting systems, finance remedial interventions, and consolidate existing response mechanisms across the country. In international news, 3 South Africans have been charged with murder following the killing of an e-hailing taxi driver, the manner of whose death, captured on dashcam footage, has shocked many people. A video shared widely on social media shows a man and woman tussling with the driver, Isaac Satlat, who they appear to be robbing. Satlat tries to fight back before one of the passengers appears to strangle him until he goes limp. The trio, who were arrested over the weekend, were in court in Pretoria on Monday and have since abandoned their bail applications. They were not asked to comment on the charges. Police are still searching for a 4th suspect linked to the crime. Still within international news, a global artificial intelligence summit kicked off in New Delhi on Monday with major issues on the agenda, from job disruption to child safety. However, some attendees warned that the broad focus would make concrete commitments from world leaders less likely. While frenzied demand for generative AI has turbocharged profits for many tech companies, anxiety is growing over the risks that it poses to society and the environment. The 5-day AI Impact Summit aims to declare a shaped roadmap for global AI governance and collaboration. It is the 4th annual gathering addressing